Hello, hello, Tyler Bryden here. It's been an interesting week. I say that every time I feel like I'm doing this, but a lot of talk again about recession and market crashes and all these things. And I figured it's a Friday. If you're not watching this on a Friday, I'm sorry, I've broken that veil. I want to talk about something maybe a little bit more fun, more interesting, and that is this show that I have started watching, Super Pumped. And Super Pumped is describing the battle for Uber. Some of you may be familiar with the story. In fact, there's a little bit of a description right there. So spoiler alert, I'm not going to talk about this. I'm only on episode one. We'll maybe document a little bit as I watch this show, which could happen quickly or could happen very slowly. I'm an odd digester of television shows and really flow with the mood of, do I want to watch something or do I feel like I'm wasting my time and I have other things that I should be doing. Plus, it's also summer. But genuinely, a fascinating show, and goes with this this sort of grouping of shows that are now here. The Dropout, which is about Theranos, and then we've also got We Crashed, about the WeWork story, all which sort of released around the same time. I would say like indecisive on the reviews and how people feel about this show, but overall are sort of like watching a little bit of a train wreck happen. And then for myself, that excitement is spurred on by the fact that it's to do with startups, to do with technology, to do with entrepreneurship, Silicon Valley, and then just these blindly ambitious slash con artists slash bad people slash good people trying to figure out how to work themselves through the world and through this, you know, crazy web of venture capital and funding and company building and all this stuff. And so that's what drew me in towards all of these shows. And obviously, I'm an entrepreneur myself. I work in tech, follow this space very closely and find it just deeply, deeply fascinating and an interesting part of the life that we live. I did start trying to watch The Dropout. It fell off. I dropped out on The Dropout just because I don't even think it, I think only maybe one, two episodes in, just because of the stiffness of the character, which I think is actually supposed to be accurate and good. But for me, it was hard to watch. It was almost unbearable. In this case, Joseph Levitt Gordon. I've been watching Looper with my partner Monica and Vatsal, who hadn't seen it before. I just love that guy. I think he's an incredible actor, and I also appreciate his participation in sort of entrepreneurship and in the tech space. So there was definitely the draw for me there. There was this a little bit more, you know, from the reviews, a little bit more of a stylistic approach, almost sort of like The Big Short kind of thing in the television show, like in the actual series itself. So I think that also drew me in. Obviously, Uber is it's just like a force in our world today. I took an Uber the other day after coming home from that Electric Island Festival, and it's like to see how this was synthesized and generated and the obstacles that they went through for this to become just such an automatic tool or part of our life is actually pretty wild. So all these things sort of combined, and then the final trigger was this All In Summit video that was released this week. And what came out of it for me was they were asking about this this Super Pump show. They were talking about it on the summit, and they were asking Bill Gurley, and this is Bill Gurley, like what were his thoughts on it? And he sort of spoke about it a little bit, thought it was interesting, but it was also, you know, relatively made up, and there was a lot of things that didn't actually happen. What I found out just by looking into the show is that this is supposed to be basically Bill Gurley, and he was with Benchmark VC and basically the first sort of large investor into Uber, took I think $11 million and flipped it to $8 billion. And along the way, a lot of drama and intensity happened, and that has made him, Bill Gurley, sort of a legend. And I think he was already pretty legendary before this. And then also there was some interesting events that unfold, which I am not part of yet, as I am only on episode one. So I will leave that there. Now, I am a little bit late. I think on this ride of popularity or you know, people searching for it. This spiked in February and March, the end of it, I believe, when it was originally released, and then, you know, went downward, but is now seeming to have a little bit of a resurgence. So I'm wondering if this is actually coming from some of this All In Summit, or just a recycle or a reflow of interest in this. I'm not exactly sure why this spike has happened again, but that spike hit me, and then, you know, was the sort of trigger for me to watch the actual episode and start the series itself. And, you know, I'll just hop on it with a couple of sort of insights and thoughts here. From watching the first episode, which are Joseph Levitt Gordon as Travis in the show, there's mix, and I think this mix goes away relatively soon, which is he's an asshole, but he also is sort of inspiring and motivational, and when faced with massive obstacles, will push through those in many cases in a way that a lot of people wouldn't. And that sort of exemplified in this first episode with the, you know, with the battle with the taxi cab company in the city, and, just facing like possibly $5,000 fines for every ride that they're giving, and him just like saying, no, let's go, let's do this, firing up the team there, maybe in a unhealthy way. Again, that perseverance, that motivation, that ambition, that willing to take on these big obstacles in a way is an inspiring thing. One that, has obviously led to Uber becoming such a big part of our culture and our world today. And so that part is very fascinating. It's fascinating to see, you know, the early signals of how he's treating people. The question that he asks in these interviews, when hiring an employee, which is basically, are you an asshole? And the answer that he wants to hear is yes. And then also like the family dynamics that are part of this at all. So there has been some scrutiny on how, the character of this is, how real these scenes are and some of the stories. Obviously, a lot of it has been dramatized, and that's something that Bill Gurley said in this All In Summit. So you have to take everything with a grain of salt. And in general, most of these shows, or even, you know, sort of documentary, sort of movie things that we're watching, all are injecting drama and character development and gravitas into everything. So definitely taking with a grain of salt, yet still sort of interesting and enlightening, and some really nice sort of stylistic elements that they add with music and cutscenes and those big sort of titles that appear like partway through to say, hey, who's this or that, and then there's some narration, which I believe someone said is Quentin Tarantino. Yes, it is. His voice doesn't sound like that in the show, but whatever. Good for that. Again, some nice stylistic elements to add here. So I am excited to sort of watch the rest of this show. I think it did hook me a bit. I want to see how this plays out. And Monica doesn't really know the full story of this, so I think we'll work ourselves through this. And then as we do, maybe I'll share any more thoughts that come out from it. But overall, first great episode. It was intense. It was fun. The sickness in my stomach when he has to go and ask for more money from Bill Gurley, that cuts deep as someone who, you know, has founded and runs company, and it would take a lot of guts to do that. And I think that there were a lot of guts from Travis here in these early stages that are exemplified, but also, it seems like it's leading towards maybe not necessarily always a positive way, and in fact a very negative way that sometimes this was done, and then the culture that manifested in Uber. And lastly, why is the soup Uber is pumped, super in German. That's what Monica told me. She pretends that she can speak German, and so he's always like, you need to be super pumped. And I think that's sort of hilarious and fun. I'm guessing that has some grounding in reality here. And I love this guy who's playing oh, wow, that's a very small picture. The guy who is playing Bill Gurley is already doing a fantastic job, and there's definitely some lookalikes there. So I'm keeping this one short. This is the end of the week. Next week is what I'm going to do a little bit is, you know, I have been recording videos. I think this is like 28 videos I've done relatively in a row every, you know, over a day. And that gives me a sort of like a month's worth of data on LinkedIn, on YouTube, and then also even a website, where my personal website, tylerbryan.com, where I'm hosting this. So next week after the month ends, I'm going to do a little bit of a review of the performance of those, what I've learned, any insights, and sort of document that journey of sort of producing this content and then the outcomes that are coming from it, which I hope is somewhat interesting. Again, these are very small numbers and sample sets, so you know, might be relatively boring, and I know it seems like nothing in comparison to some of these people creating content, but one of the realizations or lessons that I've had has been, you know, when you create content on an ongoing basis, there's a nice habit that's generated, there's connection that you're making with people, people understand you better, they seem more willing to reach out to you, and even on a micro level, that can have an impact on your life, and I'm grateful for that. So this brings another week to a close. I'm not sure if I'll be making videos throughout the weekend, and today really just took a look at this show, super pumped. I apologize, my nose is running a little bit. I'm not going to blow it right on the spot, and that's, I guess, the challenge is when you do one take videos. And even I'll share some thoughts around that of sort of retention or drop off or the speed of content and delivery that people are being used to in the world today, which, you know, maybe I'm not necessarily sufficing to do, as well as found a very interesting update from YouTube where they're sort of giving a hover. I'll actually just show you this quickly. I know I said I was done. Actually, I think I might have, did I close the tab? No, I didn't. So what you can see here, this is pretty fascinating. You can see the engagement levels throughout the video. So when people are most engaged, and you know, there was a challenge from Samira from a great YouTuber talking about when they make long form content like this, is this actually beneficial or not? What is the thinking behind this? So that's a really fascinating, just new addition that just seamlessly made its way into YouTube and is going to have an impact on YouTube creators, on the performance that, and then I now started to see a lot more auto chaptering from YouTube come in. So a couple big changes in this platform. They're continuing to innovate, obviously, you know, at a speed of light and with more and more data that is just unbelievable. So thank you for checking this out. Hope you have a good rest of the day. Look forward to sharing some of those things next week. And if there's anything else that you want me to address, to chat about, talk about, please let me know. I love it. Love the feedback. Love the comments. Love the messages. It helps me grow, helps me understand, helps me figure out, am I even doing something valuable? And if not, how can I do something valuable? So thank you very much. Bye-bye.